All right, well, welcome back for our afternoon session today.
欢迎大家回到我们今天下午的信息。
John asked me to find out if there were any lingering questions from your focus group discussions. Is that right, John? Anything that's open from that. We've got some other questions that I've got one or two questions that you handed in that I can deal with, but is there anything particularly flowing out of the focus group discussions from the first message that I could address for you?
从刚才的小组讨论，请问大家有没有什么问题想要问的？如果有的话，请你们大家现在可以发问。
All right, well, I will take that as a no for now. Let me address one question in particular. Had to look a long time to find an easy one.
我在这里想要针对一个问题解答。
But there was a question that was asked about dealing with a difficult employer who is not a Christian.
这里有一个问题，就是我们如何的去看待我们的老板，尤其是我们的老板不是基督徒的话。
And I'm trying to find exactly where it's at here. I stuck them in several different places.
我想要寻找那个问题。
But basically the question was, what do you do with a difficult employer who is unreasonable in their demands?
如果是有非基督徒的老板，他们的所对我们的要求是非常过分的话，我们应该怎样去对待呢？
And scripture is very, that's a summary of the question. I'm not going to read it word for word.
这个当然是那一个问题的简介。
Scripture is very clear on this matter.
其实圣经在这方面非常的清楚。
Turn to the book of 1 Peter, chapter 2.
请打开圣经到彼得前书第二章。
I now have my own little platform here, I guess. What's that?
Don't bring it home.
How do we deal with a difficult employer? Scripture is very clear about this. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 18.
彼得前书第二章第十八节非常清楚地教导我们如何对待一个非信徒的雇主。
Servants, be submissive to your masters with all respect, not only to those who are good and gentle, but also to those who are unreasonable.
彼得前书二章十八节，你们做仆人的，凡事要存敬畏的心，顺服主人，不但顺服那善良温和的，就是那歪僻的也要顺服。
For this finds favor, if for the sake of conscience toward God, a person bears up under sorrows when suffering unjustly.
倘若人为叫良心对得住主，就忍受冤屈的苦楚，这是可喜爱的。
For what credit is there if, when you sin and are harshly treated, you endure it with patience? But if when you do what is right and suffer for it, you patiently endure, this finds favor with God.
你们若因犯罪受责打能忍耐，有什么可夸的呢？但你们若因行善受苦能忍耐，这在神看是可喜爱的。
And so it's very important for you to understand that you do not get to set the parameters of what is reasonable in the course of your employment.
所以你必须要明白，当你受雇于他人的时候，什么是有原因没原因的，这个不是你能够定义的。
It is not for the Christian to complain or rebel against his boss.
基督徒不应该因为这样而叛逆他的主人。
And what scripture does is that it roots this in your understanding of what the work of Christ was on our behalf.
圣经是用耶稣基督为我们所做的来做基础。
In 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 21 it says, you've been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps.Who committed no sin, nor was any deceit found in his mouth. And while being reviled, he did not revile in return. While suffering, he uttered no threats, but kept entrusting himself to him who judges righteously.
第二十一节告诉我们，你们蒙召原是为此， 因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行。他并没有犯罪，口里也没有诡诈，他被骂不还口，受害不说威吓的话，只将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。
And so here's the way that you need to think about it. Christ suffered unjustly so that you could be saved. If you are following Christ, you should be willing to suffer unjustly in the life that he has given to you.
所以你需要明白的就是耶稣基督他受到不公义的对待，而且他受苦是为了你们得救。所以当你们因为耶稣基督得救之后，也应该可以受到一些苦楚，是没有不合理的。
It is not your prerogative as a Christian to receive a paycheck from a man and then rebel against his authority.
你没有权利受别人的钱财却叛逆他们对你的这个权利。
And so you just take this as an opportunity to grow spiritually and to understand that you are identifying in some small way with the sufferings of Christ, which were unjust from a human perspective, in order that you might be saved. You say, I'm happy to walk in the footsteps of my Savior in a lesser degree of suffering.
所以你在这方面应该当作是一个在属灵上面能够成长的机会。因为耶稣基督也为你受了不公义的对待，他也受苦了，你也可以跟从他的脚步，学习受一点点的苦楚。
All right, any questions about that one?
还有什么问题吗？
John Zhang, did that come from you working for... No, no.
I'm asking for other people.
Yeah. Because I thought I recognized your handwriting. All right, with that good bit of shared humor, let's turn to Psalm 1 now for our message for this afternoon.
让我们现在就打开诗篇第一篇来看今天下午的信息。
And this is actually going to answer, this message will answer another question that was asked about worldliness and how can we recognize worldliness in our lives. It will help answer that question.
这个信息将回答其中一个问题，就是什么是属世的观点呢？
Now as we start, I want you to consider a silly hypothetical, a ridiculous scenario just to kind of get our minds pointed in the right direction.
在我们开始的时候，我要你们思想一下，假如有一个非常不合逻辑或者是非常傻的情景。
Suppose there was a man who said, I am tired of these stifling restrictions that are imposed upon me by the traffic laws.
假设有一个人他觉得这些路交局所设的这些交通法令非常的约束，非常的压迫。
I want to be like an American.
他说我要像美国人一样。
I want to drive on the right side of the road.
我要在右边行驶我的车。
I must be free. I must be able to do what I want to do.
因为我要自由，我要能够做我要做的事情。
Now, if somebody came and said something like that to you, you might laugh at him for his foolishness.
如果有人来到你的面前这么跟你说的话，你可能会笑他非常的愚拙。
If you were a little more earnest, you might try to warn him of the danger of following through on his complaint.
如果你是比较细心的话，你会警告他，因为他所要做的将会带来危险。
If you were one with a tender heart, you might fear for those that he would certainly harm with his actions.
如果你是有稍微一点爱心的话，你会为那一些他可能伤害到的人而担心。
One thing would not happen to you.
有一件事情是不会发生在你身上。
When news came to you that he had been in a bad car accident, it would not surprise you.
如果有你听到新闻说这个人发生了一宗非常严重的车祸，你不会觉得惊讶。
It could be no other way. Some realities simply cannot be avoided.
因为不可能有其他的结果，因为有一些事实是不可以避免的。
There are simply certain laws which govern the way that things happen, and if we go against those laws, we will suffer the consequences.
因为有一些律法断定事情应该如何的进展，当你违反这些律法的时候，你将必须面对后果。
Now, in a much greater way, Psalm 1 teaches us about a greater certainty about life.
诗篇第一篇跟我们谈到生命里面更加确定的是什么？
It describes the certain outcome of your life based on your response to God's word.
根据你对神的话的这个反应，诗篇第一篇告诉我们你会得到什么样子确定的后果。
Let's read Psalm 1. I'll read it all 6 verses in English and then Chi Ping in Chinese.
让我们读过这一诗篇。
Psalm 1. How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and in whatever he does he prospers.The wicked are not so, but they are like chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.
诗篇第一篇，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想。这人变为有福，他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。恶人并不是这样，乃像糠秕被风吹散，因此当审判的时候，恶人必站立不住，罪人在义人的会中也是如此。因为耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。
Now, what you've had laid out before you here in Psalm 1 is a clear, unambiguous statement. One path of life leads to blessing from God. The other path leads to judgment from God. There is no third path.
所以诗篇第一篇给我们呈现的是非常清楚不模糊的。有一条道路是会带给我们神的祝福，另外一条道路将会带来灭亡，没有第三条路。
Now God, in Psalm 1, has graciously set forth the path that leads to blessing. The question is, are we listening? Are we paying attention?
神因为他的恩典就在诗篇第一篇告诉我们如何得到他的祝福。问题是我们肯听吗？
And so what we're going to see in Psalm 1 is a contrast between the way of the righteous and the way of the wicked.
所以在诗篇第一篇我们能够看见这里有一个对比。就是义人所走的道路跟恶人所走的道路。
And so if you're going to take notes, that's the basic outline, the way of the righteous and the way of the wicked.
所以如果你有做笔记的话，这个就是大纲，义人的道路与恶人的道路。
So let's take a look at the way of the righteous to begin.
所以我们首先看一看这个义人的道路。
Psalm 1, as we said last night, is the preface to the entire Psalter.
昨天晚上我们提到了诗篇第一篇就是整本诗篇的预言。
What you find in Psalm 1 is a basic summary of life from the perspective of God.
我们在诗篇第一篇就看见了从神的观点生命应该是如何进行的简介。
It is not an exhaustive description of systematic theology. That was not the point of this psalm.
这一篇诗篇不是为了要完整性的告诉我们系统神学是什么。
It previews life and eternity for you based on what you love now.
它是通过我们现在所喜爱的，让我们看见，预先看见我们的生命与永恒。
And what follows in the other 149 Psalms, in many ways, is simply an exposition, an explanation of what is set forth here in Psalm 1.
剩下的149篇诗篇其实就如同解释这个第一篇。
And so what is the way of the righteous?
所以义人的道路是什么呢？
Is this the path that you are on today in your life?
你今天所走的道路是这一条道路吗？
Look at verse 1 with me. How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers.
第一节，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位。
Now notice right at the start there, how blessed is the man?
这人变为有福。
This is expressing a man who is in the realm of intense happiness.
这里表达的是一个在非常高兴或者喜乐境遇里面的一个人。
And it's not intense happiness because of his good circumstances, it's intense happiness because it is supremely good to be in this position.
这个人极度的喜乐，不是因为他所存在的状况，而是因为他基本上的一个位置。
But here's the point. What you see in Psalm 1 is that a man does not just fall into this position by accident.
我们在诗篇第一篇这里看见，这一个人不是意外地掉入这个位置里的。
To arrive at this position of intense blessedness requires a conscious approach to life and decisions that are based on an understanding of what God has revealed.
要达到这一种极度喜乐或者有福分的位置，是因为他的生命是不断地朝向神所启示的一切。
How can you recognize the way of the righteous?
我们怎样认出义人的道路呢？
Well, first of all, you can recognize it by what this man rejects.
首先我们能够看见这一个人他拒绝一些什么。
There is a negative and a positive dimension to the godly life.
属灵的生命有负面的也有正面的。
From a negative perspective, you see it in verse 1. You see what he rejects.
从一个负面的观点，我们在第一节这里看见这一个人拒绝什么。
What does this man reject? Look at what it says in verse 1. He does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers.
所以这一个人拒绝什么呢？第一节告诉我们，他不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位。
This is a man, or this is a woman, who has considered what is in the world around him that is anti-God and rejects the things of Scripture, and they say, I don't want to be with them.
这一个人考虑了这个属世的观点，属世的观点是敌对神的，这个人就不，他就拒绝这一切。
He does not embrace the conduct of sinners. He does not embrace friendships with people who are trying to pull him into their sinful lifestyles.
他不会拥抱这些罪人的行为，他也会拒绝那一些罪人邀请他去参与的一些行为。
And so, in a very simple declaration of life, without getting into particular details, Psalm 1 says you can recognize this man because he does not turn to the world for advice.
所以虽然我们不要提所有的细节，不过从诗篇第一篇我们就知道这一个人他不会听不信的人的一种劝告。
You see it there in verse 1, he does not walk in the counsel of the wicked.
第一节告诉我们他不从恶人的计谋。
He does not participate in their sinful activities. He does not stand in the path of sinners.
他也不会参与他们的罪恶当中，因为他不占罪人的道路。
And furthermore, this man, this woman does not accept the world's definitions of truth and morality.
更加的就是这一个人不会接受这个世界对于真理还有道德的定义。
It says that he does not sit in the seat of scoffers.
因为他不坐亵慢人的座位。
He is mindful, he is conscious of the fact that he is rejecting the philosophy of the world, he is rejecting those who say that truth is not absolute, he is rejecting those that say you can do whatever you want, do whatever feels good, as long as it makes you happy, go do it.
他拒绝这一个世界上的人的所有哲学，因为这个世界告诉我们没有所谓绝对的真理，或者是你喜欢做什么你就去做什么吧，这一切这一个人都会拒绝。
You see, he has enough understanding and enough discernment to realize what the world is trying to sell in its philosophy of life, and he says, no, I don't want that, I reject that, I'll stand alone before I stand with you.
这个人非常的清楚这一个世界上所要推广的这一种哲学，他告诉他们，我不要与你们一同行，我宁愿独立也不要与你们一同站立。
Now here's what you must understand if you want to walk in the path of the blessed.
所以如果你要行这个有福分的道路，你必须明白这一点。
If you're going to take life seriously enough to say, I want to know the realm in which I am living, and I want to live in the realm of blessedness, here's what you must understand.
如果你要去慎重地看你的生命，而且你要在一个有福分的境遇里面，你必须要明白这一点。
You must accept and you must act upon an outside authority.
你必须接受，而且你必须要应用一个外来的权柄。
An authority that is not based on what you like or what you consider to be reasonable by your human opinion.
这一个权柄不是根据你所喜欢的，或者是用属人或者属事的观点来定义的。
You see, the blessed man is recognized not only by what he rejects, the way of the world, he's recognized by what he receives.
因为有福的人不只是通过他所拒绝的，也是他所接受的。
At his core, this man loves the word of God.
这个人的中心就是他很喜爱神的话。
Look at verse 2 with me, which says, But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night.
第二节，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想。
And so you see a contrast has been set up about the righteous man. He rejects the way of the world, but he receives the word of God.He delights in it. It's the joy of his heart day and night throughout the course of his life.
所以这里有一个对比，就是这一个人他拒绝世界的道路，他喜爱神的律法，神的律法是引导他的生命的。
And so the real question about whether you're in the realm of the blessed is to ask yourself, do I love this book or not?
所以一个真正你应该问自己的问题来看你是否是在这一个有福的境遇里面，就是你要问我到底喜不喜爱这一本书。
It's one thing to hang out at a church or to belong to a Christian family. It's another thing to love the word of God deep in your heart and say that is the supreme desire, the supreme object of my affections.
你除了来教会以外，其实更加重要的就是你如何的去看待神的话呢？你是否喜爱神的话呢？
And so what Psalm 1 says is that the blessed man loves God's word. He studies it. He not only studies it though, he obeys it. He brings his life under the authority of God's word and gladly says, this word will shape my thinking and shape my conduct because I receive it as the true word of God given from heaven.
所以这一个人他喜爱神的话，他不只是喜爱神的话，他会研读神的话，不只是研读，他也会顺服神的话，因为他会将他的行为顺服于神的律法底下。
And so this has a really practical application for us.
所以对我们来说有实际的应用方式。
Those of you that are here that want to be living a righteous life, let me say this to you today.
如果你今天来到这里是因为你想要活着一个公义的生命，我要跟你讲这一点。
It is easy to want to think about righteousness from the wrong perspective.
我们很容易从一个错误的观点去看公义。
People want to talk about righteousness and godliness or what is worldliness.By saying, can I do this activity or can I not?
有很多人在讨论到关于如何是公义的或者是属事的，他们常常都提到的就是我可以做这个还是不可以做这个呢？
What movies can I go to? What clothes can I wear?
有什么电影我可以看，或者有什么衣服我能穿？
And remember what I said earlier this morning, is that a proper approach to life depends upon asking the right question.
你要记得今天早上我告诉过你的，就是你如何看待生命，其实很重要的是你必须要问正确的问题。
When you are approaching life, asking the question, can I do this activity? Must I avoid this activity? Brothers and sisters, you're asking the wrong question.
当你对待着自己的生命的时候，所问的问题就是我是否能够做这个，或者我是否能够穿这个。弟兄姐妹啊，你所问的问题错了。
You have to ask this fountainhead question that arises from Psalm 1.
你所应该问的问题的源头来自诗篇第一篇。
Do you love God's word and build your life around it?
你是否爱神的话，用它来作为你生命的中心？
Because you see, righteousness starts with your mind. It starts by what is driving your thinking.
你知道吗？公义是从你的头脑开始的。是由你想些什么东西开始的。
And over time, the man or the woman who loves God's word is going to have his mind transformed, and our behavior flows from that transformed mind.
随着时间，爱神的人会因着神的话而心意更新，而且他的行为会随着他的心意更新而改变。
Look at Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I want you to turn to this passage of scripture.
让我们看罗马书第十二章一节。
Romans 12 verse 1.
罗马书十二章第一节。
Because it's talking about the very same issue from a New Testament perspective.
因为在这里其实也是在讲同样的一个观点，不过是从新约的观点来看。
Romans 12:1. Therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God,to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world. Don't be worldly. Okay, I don't want to be worldly. What do I do instead? What's the contrast? But be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
罗马书十二章一节，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，也就是不要属这个世界。可能你会问，我不要属这个世界，我应该如何行呢？只要你的心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Notice that the contrast between worldliness is not a set of activities that you can or cannot do. The contrast with worldliness is having your mind transformed by the Word of God.
所以与属世的观点相反的，不是你可以做或者不可以做些什么。与这个属世的世界相反的，就是你的心意更新而变化，是通过主的话而这么做的。
And so don't overanalyze it. Ask yourself a basic question and give yourself an honest answer. Do you love God's word or not? That is the beginning mark of godliness. That is the beginning sign of a man who is righteous, whose life will be blessed by God.
所以你不需要过分的分析这一个问题，你只需要问一个非常简单的问题，就是你是否爱神的话吗？如果你爱神的话，这一个就是义人的一个象征。
Now, the Psalm 1 goes on and gives an illustration of what this man's life is like, what it can be compared to.
诗篇第一篇也让我们看见了这一个人像一些什么。
And so this is what the righteous man resembles here in verse 3.
所以第三节就告诉我们这个义人所相像的。
He says he will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and in whatever he does, he prospers.
诗篇一篇三节，他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子。叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
Now, it's obvious, and it's a very simple illustration here. A tree that is planted by water will flourish regardless of the surrounding elements of weather.
这里是非常的清楚，而且这一个比喻也是很简单的。如果有一棵树是栽在溪水旁，无论周围的情况如何，这一棵树还是会兴旺的。
And what this psalm is saying is that the man who loves the word of God will flourish despite his external circumstances.
所以这里告诉我们的就是，如果这一个人他是如此的话，他一定会兴旺。如果周围的环境如何是不可能影响的。
Are you a man or a woman with great prosperity? Scripture, the love of Scripture will show you how to live in the midst of that prosperity and use it for the glory of God.
你是不是一个非常富裕的人呢？如果是的话，圣经会教导你如何活着一个富裕的生命来荣耀神。
Are you a discouraged, suffering Christian who can't seem to find much grounds for happiness? The Word of God will teach you how to flourish in the midst of that discouragement.
你是不是一个沮丧灰心的基督徒？因为你所做的一切都不顺利呢，神的话会教导你如何在这种情况下也有的兴旺。
You see, the issue is not your circumstances. The Christian life is never primarily about your circumstances. It is about your heart attitude toward the Word of God.
所以你的情况如何根本不是问题，因为基督徒生命根本就不是在乎这些外来的因素，而是在乎你对神的话如何的认识。
If you love the word of God, circumstances cannot take away your joy. If you do not love the word of God, circumstances cannot make up for the empty path that you have chosen.
如果你爱神的话，周围的情况不会因为不好而使你没有喜乐。换句话说，如果你不爱神的话，周围的情况也不会让你更加的喜乐。
And so Psalm 1 makes it really simple. It holds this word up very high and says, how do you respond to it?
所以诗篇第一篇讲的非常简单，它高举神的话，然后问你如何反应呢？
But now what comes next is a jarring contrast as it looks at the way of the wicked.
接下来的是一个非常不同的一个相比，它告诉我们恶人的道路是什么。
The way of the wicked in verse 4, it says, The wicked are not so, but they are like chaff which the wind drives away.
第四节说，恶人并不是这样，乃像糠秕被风吹散。
In the original language, this contrast is very sharp and jarring. It's like someone clapped his hands really sharply in order to get your attention.
在原文里面，这里所用的对比是非常的严重的一种对比，就好像一个人很大声的鼓掌来为叫大家注意。
In the original language, it simply reads, "Not so the wicked."
在原文里面只是说恶人不是这样。
In other words, they are the reverse of the righteous.
也就是说，比起义人，他们正好相反。
They are the opposite of the righteous man that was just described.
他们跟刚刚形容了的那一个义人是完全相反的。
And he starts with the illustration of what the wicked are like.
他开始用一个比喻来告诉我们关于这个恶人。
He had just said that the righteous man is like a tree, firm and growing, rooted in water.
他刚告诉我们，义人就像一棵树一样，是栽在溪水旁，而且是在成长的树。
But when he says not so the wicked, he said the wicked are those that embrace the counsel of sinners. They are at home in the world. They dismiss Scripture, and certain disaster comes to them.
这里告诉我们，恶人是相反的，他们从恶人的计谋，而且他们也拥抱着罪人的这一些行为，他们不理会神的话。
And the illustration that he uses there in verse 4 is utterly frightening.
第四节这里给的一个比喻是非常可怕的。
It is actually disturbing.
甚至是会让我们觉得非常的非常的。
Look at what it says in verse 4. It says, The wicked are not so. They are like chaff which the wind drives away.
第四节告诉我们，他们像糠秕被风吹散。
Now we may not always be familiar with what with the idea of chaff, and so you need a little bit of background here.
可能我们对糠秕的认识不多，我必须要解释一些背景。
Especially those of us that live in an urban environment don't have any reason to be familiar with this agricultural illustration.
尤其是我们住在大都市的人，我们对这一个栽种的情况不是很清楚。
Chaff is a byproduct of harvest time.
糠秕是在收成的时候一种副产品。
As they gathered in the grain would be mixed together with various items of debris, husks and dirt and dust and things of that nature, and the good grain had to be separated from the debris so that it could be used for productive purposes.
在收成的时候，那些谷还有麦会与一些糠还有一些垃圾被一同收进来。它这个好的谷物还有好的麦子必须要与这些垃圾或者糠等等分别开来。
Now remember, he's making an illustration of what people are like.
我们记得这个是人的对人的一种比喻。
A certain kind of people, those who embrace the world and reject the word of God.
这里讲的是那一些他们拒绝神的话，接受这个世界的人。
He says that they are like chaff.
他说他们就如同糠秕。
Now in biblical times, what they did at harvest time was that they had an instrument that looked like a pitchfork.
在圣经的时代，那一些人有一种器具，看起来很像一个非常大的叉子一样。
And they used this pitchfork-like instrument that was called a winnowing fan.
他们就用这一个如同一把大叉的器具，叫做簸箕。
And they would have a pile of this mixture of grain and debris in front of them.
在他们前面就有一堆这一个谷，还有这些糠，还有垃圾一起的。
And up in the place where this was done, there was usually a strong wind that was blowing.
他们所进行这一个在这个地方他们进行的这个是有非常强的风在吹的。
And so they would use this thing that is like a pitchfork, and they would shovel it, and they would throw the mixture up in the air.
他们就会用这一个叉一般的器具，将这一些谷物全部铲起来，然后抛在空中。
The good grain would fall right back down at the feet of the one who was doing the winnowing.
那个好的谷就会掉在他的脚前。
The dust, the debris, which was called chaff, would be blown away by the wind.
那一些灰尘或者是糠或者是垃圾就会被风给吹走。
And eventually it would be gathered up and burned.
最后这一些灰尘、糠或者是垃圾等等的就会被聚集起来，然后拿去燃烧。
It was useless debris that could not survive the winnowing. It would be blown away, gathered up, and burned.
这些是没有用的垃圾，他们会被风吹走了之后，然后被聚集起来，用来焚烧。
Beloved, understand something that is very striking at this point.
亲爱的，你在这一方面，你必须要明白，有一件事非常的重要。
What Psalm 1 is saying is that those who reject the word of God are like that kind of chaff. They are worthless, they will be blown away, they will be burned.
诗篇第一篇告诉我们，那些拒绝神的话的那些人就如同这些糠秕一样，是废物，他们会被吹走，而且将来会被烧的。
The New Testament repeats this emphasis. Look at Matthew chapter 3, verse 12.
新约再度的强调这一点，让我们看马太福音第三章十二节。
Matthew chapter 3, verse 12.
马太福音三章十二节。
John the Baptist, speaking of Christ, said, His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clear his threshing floor. He will gather his wheat into the barn,But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire.
马太福音三章十二节，施洗约翰提到耶稣基督，他就说，他手里拿着簸箕，要扬进他的场，把麦子收在仓里，把糠用不灭的火烧尽了。
And so this presents us with a very clear and very stark view of the two groups of humanity.
所以这里给我们一个非常清楚而且非常不同的比较，告诉我们有两种人。
Forget about different cultures, different times, different languages. Everything boils down to this one dividing principle.
我们不要去想不同的文化、不同的时间等等，全部最终只有这样分。
Those who receive the word of God as it is revealed in the 66 books of the Bible will be blessed. Everyone else will be blown away and their lives will have a worthless outcome that results in their eternal destruction.
那一些接受圣经里66卷圣经所讲的人会受到祝福，所有拒绝的人都会像汤比一样被烧。
Look at verse 5. We've seen what the wicked resemble in verse 4. Now we see what they receive in verse 5.
我们看到了第四节告诉我们恶人是如同什么，第五节告诉我们他们接受什么。
It says, therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous.
第五节，因此当审判的时候，恶人必站立不住，罪人在义人的会中也是如此。
His choice to spurn the scriptures results in disaster.
这个人选择藐视圣经，结果就是有灾祸。
This is a constant biblical theme that you must take very seriously, understand, and take to heart.
圣经里面不断地重复同一个重点，你必须要铭记在心。
Jesus said that the goats would be separated from the sheep.
耶稣基督说山羊跟绵羊会被分开。
He said the tares would be separated from the wheat.
他说麦子跟稗子会被分开来。
He said there is one path that leads to heaven and there is another path that leads to hell.
他说有一条道路是通往天堂，另一条道路通往地狱。
And beloved, here is the thing that you've got to come to grips with.
亲爱的，你必须要知道这一点。
You cannot avoid this certain law of blessing and curse.
这一个祝福与审判的律法你是不能够避开的。
The outcome of these things is absolutely guaranteed. It is certain. It cannot be avoided.
这些事物的结果是确定的，是避不开的。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
We've seen the way of the righteous and the way of the wicked. The outcome is guaranteed because of point number three, the way of the Lord.
我们看见了义人的道路还有罪人的道路，这里的结果是确定的，因为第三点就是神或者主的道路。
Look at verse 6.
我们看第六节。
It says, for, here's your explanation. It's because of this that we can say that the righteous will be blessed and the wicked will be judged.
因为这里的意思就是说这个是原因，我们为什么会知道义人会得到祝福，而罪人会得到审判呢？原因就在此。
And here it is, for the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.
因为耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。
The certain outcomes are guaranteed by the very nature, the very character of the God who rules the universe.
这里的结果会确定，是因为神是有绝对的主权来统治这个世界。
And understand this, God did not give us His word lightly.
我们要明白，神没有轻易的将他的话交给我们。
God did not reveal His truth in order that it could be trifled with by ungrateful men.
神显现他的真理，不是要让那些不义的人来践踏。
He revealed so much through his prophets, and they were often beaten, stoned, and murdered.
他通过先知让人知道他的启示，可是呢，先知却被人杀害了。
He sent his supreme revelation in the Lord Jesus Christ, and they crucified him.
他将他最高的启示，就是耶稣基督，也派来了，他们却将他钉在十字架上。
Of the 12 apostles, 11 of them were martyred.
12个使徒当中，11个人殉道。
The other one was sent off into exile.
另外一个被逐到岛上去。
And in the time subsequent to the apostles, the truth that we hold dear has been delivered to us in a river of blood from the martyrs.
使徒的时代过后, 我们是通过这个义人的血而受到我们的圣经的。
And you see what's happening right now? God is giving us a living illustration of chaff right outside our window here.
你看到吗? 现在神就让我们看到在外头就很像是糠鼻一样。
Notice how easily Crystal's ruining my illustration here. Hey, Crystal! She was trying to help, wasn't she? But that's exactly the picture. A little bit of wind blows that dirt away.
这一个就是很好的一个描述我们刚才所讲的。一点点小风就把那些垃圾给吹走了。
With similar ease, God is going to judge wicked people on the final day.
在最后一天，神审判恶人也是那么的容易。
And so we see that. Thank you, Crystal, for helping us out there. Even though you broke my illustration. They'll explain that to you later. That's okay. What we have laid out before us is the supreme value that God places on His Word. Psalm 138 says that God has exalted His Word according to all of His name.
诗篇138篇告诉我们，神的名就在他的话里面得到显现。While
our world may trivialize this word and reject it as being an outdated, antiquated book, God does not view it the same way.
可能我们的世界会拒绝这一本书，而且践踏它，因为觉得它已经不合潮流了。不过神却不这样看待。And
He is going to judge humanity in large part based upon the way the people respond to His Word.
神审判罪人，是因为他们拒绝他的话。
In order to honor His Word, verse 6 says, the Lord knows the way of the righteous, which is another way of saying that God provides for them and He protects them. He secures and guarantees their blessing.
为了荣耀他自己的话，第六节告诉我们，耶和华知道义人的道路，也就是说他会保守他们，也会保护他们，他会供应给他们他们的需要。And
so if you are a man or a woman who loves God's word, take heart no matter what your earthly circumstances may be.
所以如果你是一个爱神的话的人，你要受到鼓励，无论你在这个世界上受到的状况是什么。
Psalm 1 is a guarantee from God that your life will be fruitful and will result in your blessing in the end. It could be no other way.
诗篇第一篇是神对我们的保证，就是你如果这么去行的话，你一定会有顺利，一定会有福分，因为这一个是没有别的路的。Some
of us enjoy more blessing in this life than others do. But the ultimate outcome in eternity will be God has blessed the righteous and they will not be left behind.
有些人在今生会有比较大的福分，可是我们在永恒的生命里面，神是不会遗漏到任何的一个人。But
for the man or the woman who is indifferent to God's word, who rejects its authority, who wants it to have no part in their lives, this Psalm brings a word of warning to them.
可是如果有一个人他拒绝或者不理会神的话，也不顺服于他的权柄，这里对他有一个警告。Look
how simple and direct it is at the end of the psalm.
你看最后是多么的简单。The
way of the wicked will perish.
恶人的道路却必灭亡。Now
here's the thing for all of us.
对我们来说，就是这个。
Here is what we need to have on our lips as we are witnessing to others as well.
当我们跟别人做见证的时候，我们的嘴唇也必须说这个。
In some way, in one way or another, we need to impress upon them the dire consequences that they face if they reject the word of God that we are bringing to them.
我们无论如何都必须告诉他们，如果他们拒绝神的话，有如何大的灾祸。
A person who stubbornly goes his or her own way after hearing the word of God is choosing his own destruction.
如果一个人听了神的话之后，还固执地去行他自己的路，他其实是在选择他自己的灭亡。
And here's the sober reality. That person will have no one to blame but themselves for the path that they chose to take.
事实就是这样，到时这个人不能够怪别人，因为他自己选择了行那一条路。
When God judges an ungodly man for turning away from his word, it's not going to be an option to blame God for that. That person chose the path of his own destruction.
当神审判罪人，因为罪人拒绝神的话的时候，那一个罪人将不会有借口，他不能够怪神，因为他自己选择了灭亡的路。
And so the question for us today is unavoidable. Which path are you on?
所以今天对我们来说，这个问题是避免不了的。你在哪一条道路上？
What is your attitude? What is your life response to the Word of God? Do you love it? Yes or no?
你对神的话的态度是什么呢？你的生命如何对神的话做出反应？你是否爱神的话？
Let's bow in a word of prayer.
让我们低下头来同心祷告。
Father, we thank you for giving us such a precious word. And we pray that your Spirit would help us examine ourselves in light of it.Father, give us a sense of clarity about our own spiritual lives today. Help us either to be encouraged by the certainty of your blessing because we see in our heart a desire for your word and a desire to honor and obey it. And if that is the case, as it is with the hearts of so many in this room, O God, I pray that you would bring a sense of peace,of confidence and assurance to their hearts that says, yes, God is going to bless me in the end, even though I'm walking through a difficult path right now. Father, bring encouragement to your people by the power of your Spirit. But by contrast, Father, if there's anyone here who your Spirit convicts them of the reality that they do not love your word, they do not delight in your law,They prefer the friendship of sinners to the fellowship of the saints. Father, for that person, I pray that you would strike them with a sense of holy fear, that they would turn away from that path which can only lead to judgment and destruction. Turn from that sinful path and embrace the opportunity of salvation that is presented to them in the gospel of Jesus Christ.Help them so that they would receive him as their Lord, as their Savior, and be willingly handing over their life to him even now, that they might be rescued from sin and set on the path by your Spirit, on the path that leads to life. We thank you for this opportunity to consider your word together. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.